the one that you might put some stove wood across. It was shaped more like that instead of this at the top. It was called, you lay the board, the log across it and saw it up in the stove wood.
That's what I was thinking of. I can't think of it though.
There are a couple here, and I hate to suggest one for fear I'd be suggesting the wrong one, but what about saw buck?
No.
Or would you call it a...
No, we didn't call it
saw
that.
Buck would be the other one, which I can't think of at the moment. The trestle?
Oh, no.
No, not a trestle.
what did we call it?
Sawbuck, now you think of it about so long.
Sawbuck,
you
say.
And then boards across, and then we lay our log in it. So
well, that's what you call it. I can't remember,
yeah,
so I don't know.
I
don't
know.
Yeah,
that's probably what it was then, because I can't think of it at all.
I think that's probably it. I haven't heard any other terms that sounded trestle, sawbuck, and sawhorse, or horse, or buck. The thing you'd use to, you could use a comb to get your hair out of your eyes, or you might use a
brush.
And you used to sharpen a razor on a razor strap. Slowly. And go hunting, you'd better take some ammunition, which with a shotgun. Take some shells, and with the rifle, you take some
bullets
or cartridges. Okay, and how about the child's toy? They get on and they put a board across one of these things, a sawhorse, and teeter totter. And they used to make a homemade toy where the kids would get on it, put it around like that, put a board on a stake, and then spin the board around. You know, they go around.
You call that a merry-go-round?
And do you ever make a homemade toy called a juggling board? Does that ring any bells? Or a...
No.
A plank, a lumber plank suspended at both ends with a rope. I guess they went back and forth like that instead of swing this way.
No.
Used to carry coal in a coal bucket.
Coal pail.
And, had some dirt in the front yard, you want to take it around the backyard, you'd shovel it into a
wheelbarrow.
And sharpen your knife on a
grindstone? Grindstone, that's what you would tell me.
The next question,
anyway. Whetstone.
Oh, yeah, whetstone.
Okay. Save you the trouble of asking the next one, which was grindstone. A man's three-piece suit is made up of, what, three pieces?
Coat, vest, and pants.
And, you ever call the vest anything else besides the vest? Any term you might have used to use for this?